Good morning. How are you all this morning? I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I practice law, and I sell. But we dare not call it selling in law. We have to call it business development. Because if you called it selling, would the lawyers do it? No way. I've got 33 lawyers. I chair the business practice group succession planning. I sit in the management committee, and I teach young lawyers how to be effective. And I try to tell them that unless you develop these skills early and learn to do business development, you're always going to be working for somebody the rest of your lives. How many of you are working for somebody else? How many of you enjoy it? How many of you went into this business because you wanted to be your own boss? That's what this is about. That's what FSP is about. FSP, for a little history, started out some 75 years ago as the CLU-CHFC Society of the American College. We have evolved over the years, like our profession has evolved, into a multidisciplinary practice. When I say multidisciplinary business, what do I mean? Well, we are the only one that endorses, embraces, and collaborates with attorneys, CPAs, valuation experts, employee benefit experts, CLU, CHFC, CFP, etc. We are all inclusive. And there's a reason we're all inclusive. Because our business is getting easier, right? That's probably why you're here. Some statistic told me once that 30,000 or 40,000 people were licensed to sell insurance 30 years ago in the United States. It's now less than half. You look around the room, you see a bunch of people that look like me. Middle-aged white guys. The industry is changing, the industry is getting more competitive, and there are more people doing what we're doing. Now, am I your enemy? I'm an attorney, I'm an accredited estate planner. I represent clients who do business with you. Am I your enemy? I want to show hands. How many people think I'm the enemy?
Are you an insurance license?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're not my enemy.
That's good. What I can be and what I should be and what you should look at me as is your collaborator, your friend. I can help you make that client do what you want that client to do. And how do I do that? How do we do that together? Why is FSP a good place for you to be? And I don't think you should stop anything that you're doing right now. If you're a member of NAFA, GAMA, Million Dollar Roundtable, continue to participate. But if you're not part of FSP, I ask you to consider becoming part of FSP for some of what I think are very good business reasons. The first business reason is, if I'm not your enemy, then I should be what? Your friend, your collaborator. And how am I going to become that if we don't know each other? Ty said it this morning, I know you're going to say it, and I've said it for years. I call it KILT, K-L-T, know, like, and trust. If I know you, and I develop a relationship with you, and I respect you because you have a credential, which means that you're educated, you care about your profession, and you care about serving your client because you are keeping up with that credential, and because you're a member of our profession, and in virtually all of our groups, including certainly FSP, you have to be ethical, then I trust you. And if I trust you, I'll do business with you. I'll allow my clients to do business with you. I'll find ways so that we can do business together. Because I'm at that age where I'm a rainmaker in my practice. We have 33 lawyers. If you know anything about the legal business, it's not unlike yours. There's about 8 of the 33 that generate most of the revenue. And I have to tell the young lawyers, I'm 66, and you know what I'm still doing? You know what I'm still doing. I'm still doing business development. I'm still trying to find clients. I know how important that is. And I know that if you stop, it ends. It ends quickly. You can't stop. And it's something you have to develop as early in your career as possible. And FSP will give you, somebody answer that, please. Somebody will find out in FSP that you're going to meet people of like-minded approaches to clients. What do I mean by like-minded approach to clients? It was said by the Million Dollar Roundtable gentleman and also the first speaker yesterday morning. Who do we put first? Our commissions, our legal fees, our firm, our clients. I tell young lawyers, and I'll tell you, if you put your clients first, you'll still be doing this when you're my age, and you'll still be making a good living at it. And that's one of the things that FSP fosters. Put the client first. Put your ethics first. Do what's in the interest of achieving their goals, not your own. And what's the essence of effective selling? I'm not taking anything away from you, Ken. But the way I've done it, I've been doing it for 40-plus years now. I'm a lot older than I look, I'm sure. Educate a client. How many people like to have a seminar presentation read to them? Anybody? I always say, I'm not going to read you my presentation because I'm pretty sure you can read. You want to be taught like this man does, and like Ty did this morning. Well, you know what? So do your clients. Your clients want to be taught. Now, is our profession complicated? Is it becoming more complicated? Are there more rules and regulations? Are there more barriers to our being effective? I think the answer to that is yes, there are. If you have more people that you can collaborate with, should you be more effective in representing your client and achieving their goal because you have more firepower, more tools to introduce to that client? I think the answer to that is also yes. And I think one of the ways you develop those more tools, those more introductions, you develop more relationships that allow you to collaborate and be effective in your profession is through FSP. FSP will give you the introduction to like-minded professionals who have earned their credentials, who maintain their credentials, who respect you and your opinion, and will collaborate with you. It will not be your enemy, will be your asset. And if I give you one thing this afternoon or this morning to remember is, we're part of this great profession we're all in. We think we're an integral part of your success. And if you're not currently a member or you're not an active member, I invite you to join the UTouch chapter of the Society of Financial Service Professionals. If you're an attorney or a CPA, you're not from the traditional track, get involved because you're going to meet people that are going to refer business to you. The people in this room, financial planners, CLUs, CHFCs, CFPs, etc., accountants and bankers have been my best source of referrals for 40-plus years that I've been doing this. And I'm still doing it, and it's still working because we do business together, we respect each other, and it's an effective way to maintain your practice. Thank you very much. I appreciate your attention this morning. Thank you.